News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM at FM, and WSAU.com. I know you're not going to be happy about this. We have a winter storm watch that's up for all of central Wisconsin, and it goes into effect Thursday night through Friday evening, and we may see a period of sleet and freezing rain with accumulating ice as part of that weather system. Again, that's Thursday night through Friday evening. Election results yesterday. We will start in Wisconsin Rapids, where the incumbent mayor, Zach Verwink, was the winner over former mayor Mary Jo Carson. The vote tally, Verwink had 2,326 votes to Carson's 1,022. The mayor says companies like Renaissance Learning are helping to keep the economy diverse, and he says a strong economy is a big advantage.
Wisconsin Rapids may have been the leading paper producer for over 100 years, but it also can be a home to headquarters of tech companies. So we're very excited about the promise in that arena as well, but there's much more to be done in that regard to diversify our local economy.
Marshfield's current mayor also won another term. Chris Meyer will serve for two more years. That is his fourth time in office. He's defeated challenger Dorothy Schnitzler, 1,729 to 503. In Wausau, there were four challenged seats for city council. In District 4, Tom Neal is the winner over Dwayne Matz. In District 6, incumbent Keen Winters is the winner over Steve Miller. District 9, David Overbeck won re-election over Jill Vergotz. And in District 11, Robert Milkey defeated challenger Mark Lambert. The Stevens Point School Board will get two new faces and two familiar ones. Incumbent Bob Larson was removed from the board, coming in seventh out of the eight candidates for just four seats. Incumbent Jeff Presley is back on the board, but he came in fourth in total votes. Board President Terry Rothman was not running for another term. The three-year terms were won by Alex Kochanowski, Trish Baker, and incumbent Chris Scott. The D.C. Everest School District selected two board members. Jacob Jablonski and Lee Zhong were the top vote-getters. Mary Hancock had 1,016 votes in third place, and Phil Salamone finished in fourth. You are going to notice a change in your next paycheck. There'll be some more money in there. State Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler says withholding tables have been changed. This will reflect tax reductions.
Given that people's tax liabilities are being reduced, we thought it would be appropriate at this point to withhold a little less from their paychecks. And those changes will automatically go into effect for people starting on April 1st.
Chandler says for the average family, it's about $60 more each month, but it will also mean a somewhat smaller tax refund next year. Wisconsin Public Service electric customers are being asked to pay 8% more to keep the lights on next year. The utility said Tuesday if state regulators would approve that rate hike, the average residential customer would pay about $6 more. WPS rate case consultant Pat Campshire says there are different reasons behind this increased request.
There's the completion of a one-time fuel refund to customers, which had the effect of keeping electric rates flat for 2014. We have increased fuel costs for power plants, increased transmission costs, increased reliability by converting overhead distribution lines to underground, and there's always general inflation.
WPS is also looking to reduce its natural gas rates by 0.5%, and that would save the typical customer about 34 cents a month. Hawaii is under a tsunami warning this morning following a monster earthquake off the coast of Chile. It was a magnitude 8.2 quake, and the death toll is 6. And is likely to rise. A British nuclear submarine will join the search crew of nearly two dozen ships and planes trying to find more about Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Planes and ships were arriving at a new search area a day after the hunt for the missing Malaysian airliner shifted slightly to the south. President Obama is applauding a milestone in the evolution of his Affordable Care Act. A last-minute surge has the White House saying that they will have their target of 7 million enrollees. Here is the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for some sunshine during the first half of the day, then more clouds during the late afternoon and a high of 41. Tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of a wintry mix of precipitation, mainly south of Wausau, low down to 28. On Thursday, cloudy and breezy, a 60% chance again of a wintry mix of precipitation, especially south in the area, a high of 37. Heavier rain, sleet, and snow developing Thursday night and continuing on Friday. Friday's high 36. I'm Newsline I meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
So here we are, first week of April, and we're still talking about some winter weather in our area. You can get severe weather watches and warnings to your cell phone or portable device. Text the word SEVERE to 39327, a service of WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.